Yo, welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am your boy, Big Black.
And Julian here as always.
Always, Julian.
Except for a couple weeks ago.
Fuck it, you know.
But I'm here now. That's what matters.
He's here now. Skame is not with us today.
No, he's sick.
Boo. Not, you know, I'm saying boo because he's not here.
Yeah, but
get well, get, my nigga.
Feel better. Get that frog out of your throat.
Big
week as always. A lot of movement towards playoff time and for the NBA and the NHL. Don, you've been watching any NBA? I've been paying attention because I've just the Nuggets have been like on that playoff bubble. So
no, actually, I'm gonna kick it back just to the lower level.
Oh, you. Yeah,
because
we gotta talk about the tournament.
Yeah, we just gotta bring it down to a not professional level, real quick. But we will talk about the NBA, NCAA, women's.
Oh, wow, yeah.
UConn fucking lost, bro.
Oh, that was great.
That shit was crazy.
Oh man, seeing Lisa Lobo on the broadcast, like have to sit there and just be like, oh no, UConn's losing. And like
fucking wild, bro.
And I don't know. I'm just happy. I'm always happy when the team that always wins doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was what? Who? And then the championship was tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Notre Dame won.
It was so. Notre Dame 61-58 over Mississippi State.
So congratulations to those Lady Irish.
Yeah, congratulations to the women. The men's final is mañana,
tomorrow
night. But I watched. Did you watch any of that Loyola game?
Yeah. There was hope. There was hope for a little bit.
I was at work when it first came on, and I watched a lot of it. And honestly, they were pretty much up the whole time I watched the game. I was like, damn, they're gonna take this. I get home, and it's like 7 turnovers in a row.
Oh yeah, they just 13 points.
I was like, whoa, these motherfuckers didn't.
Michigan was just like, this is done. This is over.
Yeah, man, that shit was wild.
But then, so. And then that supernova, that Villanova.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Murdered the shit from the beginning.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah, Kansas wasn't even in that game.
Nah.
And I was,
not at all.
Which I was happy about because I know a lot of Kansas fans. And they're fuck that Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means.
I had a lot of customers being like, hey, dude, you excited for Kansas? And I was like, excited for Kansas about what? Fucking NCAA. I'm like, I'm from Boston. And I shit you not, more than once I heard, oh, you guys have real teams. I was like, it's cool. I'm not from Colorado either, so why would I just jump on a bandwagon?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't ever jump on a Kansas bandwagon. That is nonsense. For the most part, I don't prescribe to, you know, where you're from matters, but...
No, it doesn't.
Man, fuck every neighboring state of Colorado. If your state touches my state, it's
bitching
trash.
About the weed, coming to buy all the weed.
It's
shut
trash.
The fuck up.
It's trash. That's right. New Mexico, land of enchantment. I'm calling you out. Other than Breaking Bad, what you got? Nothing. You got a house people throw pizzas on.
Cool. We can count on what, 5 states not fucking with this podcast? Word.
No, so, I don't give a Utah fuck. Will listen because they're too nice not to.
I don't know if I want. Anyways, well, whatever.
Anyway. They're really nice.
They are really nice. Really weird.
But yeah, I'm gonna root for Villanova. Go for the repeat, returning champions.
I'm just gonna go for Michigan because they're lower seeded and upset. Fuck it. We'll find out tomorrow, y'all.
Yeah, we'll find out, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yep, because I'm totally, totally invested in this series. Oh.
John's already bought 3 Michigan jerseys.
Bro, my house is fucking golden blue now. Or whatever, Wolverine blue and yellow, baby. The whole crib, fuck it.
John's just Mr. Bandwagon.
Yeah, that's how I get down.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's been an all right tournament. My bracket was fucked, but you know, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope, you know, it's always fun to see the games and, you know, watch the kids.
Watch the key. Oh God, they are relative children.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're just so big.
Yeah, they're monsters.
I'd be forgetting they're like fucking 17 to 18, 19 at the max.
Yeah, like, some of the white guys are in their 20s.
Shit. Well, yeah, because they're getting degrees. Oh no, you're not, Jonathan. You better get your ass in there.
Yeah.
Complete that doctorate.
You are going to Duke. Get your degree. Because I guarantee you're not going to the NBA.
For real.
But
for real.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was all right.
But yeah, it was fun.
It was nice seeing the upsets. It was good seeing that 16 finally beat a 1 seed. So
yeah, that was cool.
Probably my favorite moment of the tournament so far. That old lady from Loyola was cute, I guess, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like the press is like all over like some fan, you know. It was like a nun.
Oh yeah. Fucking Sister Jane or whatever the fuck her name was.
But it's just like, all right, she's old, she's a nun, great. She's like, yeah, I believe God is a basketball fan. Really? You really believe that, Sister Jane? Or you think that God's just a fan of everything?
I was gonna say, he's gotta be a fan of everything because this is his creation. Including all the hate that exists. Speaking of, fuck Donald Trump. And fuck Mike Pence. Fuck that whole administration. And really, just fuck the government
in
general.
Happy Easter, DACA kids.
What?
Oh, he said DACA deals off today and then went into church. Because that's the most Christian thing you can do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
I mean, he did his early morning Twitter rant. And
of course.
The press shouted at him. And this is a sports podcast. I know.
That's why. Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it.
But yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah. NBA Hall of Fame class was announced.
Hall of Fame. I feel old.
Yeah.
Boy. Holy shit.
Grant Hill is in the Hall of Fame. I remember when Grant Hill was like Rookie of the Year.
Yes, man. I was gonna say the same fucking thing. I remember. Wow. Yeah. What? Okay. What year? I think I was in the 5th grade when he was a rookie. No, maybe 4th.
Yeah, I think I was in middle school. I remember being like 7th, 8th grade. I remember his Sprite commercials a lot.
Yeah. I'm a cowboy. He's a cowboy.
Fucking Ray Allen is going into the Hall of Fame. And Steve Nash, the greatest Canadian basketball player of all time. Steve Nash. And Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is a billion years old.
Yeah, Jason Kidd, bro. That's so...
I feel like Jason Kidd was still playing last season.
He's coaching.
I mean, he was coaching and did a terrible job at it, but... didn't he get fired, or is he still coach?
I will find out for you in like 2 seconds. Nope, this is talking about his playing career. I don't know. I don't remember. Well,
yeah, I don't know. I just remember he seemed to be a very bad coach. But
yeah.
Then again, in the NBA, it's there are like 3 good teams, and then everybody else is just all right or terrible.
No, that's true. But yeah, those are the big names leading the 2018.
Well, those are the people like people know about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leading the 2018 Hall of Fame class of 2018.
The 2018 Hall of Fame class of 2018.
Basketball Association nationally.
Nationally.
Oh, shit. Celtics are on a roll.
Celtics are playing really well with like a bunch of no-name nobodies.
Yeah, man. No one saw this shit coming.
Yeah.
No one.
I mean, what? Oh, man. It's so nuts. Like, the East is all locked up in terms of playoffs. Just the last two spots have yet to be, like, the two wild cards or whatever. I don't even know if the... Does anybody have wild cards? Is that what they call the last two spots?
They're not called wild card. I fucking forget.
Or is this one through eight?
I think... I don't fucking remember. I don't...
But yeah, the East is like locked up one through six.
Yeah, Raptors, Celtics, Cavs, 76ers, Pacers, Wizards to round out the top six. Then on the West to top six, the Rockets, Warriors, Blazers, Spurs, Thunder, and the Jazz. Sitting on number nine, right on the bubble like you mentioned earlier.
Oh shit, they were on 10 this morning, which means they won and everybody they needed to lose lost.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh shit, they're a game out with 5 games to go.
Damn.
I gotta pay attention to the Nuggets for the next week.
Hey. That'll be great, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then get promptly bounced out of the playoffs by the Rockets. I mean, that I don't know. It's just like... But what? 1 through 4 is locked up with the West. And I mean, you still got 5 through 8 like up for grabs in West.
Oh, yeah. No, it's tight in the West.
Oh, shit.
As it usually is, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I'll be happy if we get anything other than Golden State versus Cleveland. Like,
I mean, yo, that's. We'll see.
Well, I mean,
we will see. We will see.
I mean, I hope so, because it's just like that's why I didn't really care about last season or last season's finals.
That's why I never care.
So I was like, it's just, I'm sick of seeing these two teams, and I like Steph Curry and LeBron James. I have nothing against those two, like, but it's just like, can we? You know,
it does get boring.
Yeah.
The NBA is way more.
It might be the Patriots every year, but at least the NFC sends somebody different.
But no, that's what I was going to say, man. At least with football, it's a lot more uncertain. Because even though, like, even then it's like, you know, the Patriots, ooh, whatever, everyone expects them to be real. It's not a fucking guarantee.
Yeah, no. I would say the same thing about, you know, most other playoff systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite in terms of what I think every team like really has a shot is hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I just feel like the Stanley Cup playoffs, like once you're in the tournament, you have a shot. Whereas in like the NBA, unless you're like the top four seeds, really like
there's rarely upsets this day and age.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I remember when the Nuggets were the 8th seed and upset the Supersonics.
Ooh,
to give you
throwback.
An idea how long ago this was.
Yeah.
When they upset the Supersonics to, you know, move on to the next round. But that was, you know, that was like 20 years ago. I don't know if you can do that in today's NBA. And it goes back to, you know, it'll be great if the Nuggets, you know, make the playoffs, but also that puts the Nuggets back in NBA purgatory.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Where it's like, you know,
yeah.
you're not good enough that you're a destination for free agents or, you know, popular enough, like, you know, you're Los Angeles, you're, you know, New York, you're Chicago or whatever.
Word.
But you're not bad enough to get that player who's going to change the franchise, you know. Through the draft.
Yeah.
So
purgatory it is.
Purgatory, where we're just good enough not to suck all the time.
Oh shit. Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than losing.
Yeah.
It's better. I mean, there's always, you know, I could be a Browns fan, for God's sake.
That's what I'm saying. That's
like, you know.
The Suns.
Or like the Suns, who haven't been good for God knows how long.
It's so crazy. Since
Steve Nash was on the fucking team. Or like a Sacramento Kings fan.
Man.
Like, you know, they're a long long-suffering franchise.
Yeah, there is, man. There is.
And, you know, it's not bad being a Nuggets fan, but at the same time, like, I don't...
No, that's real shit, though, because,
I can see myself dying without the Nuggets ever winning an NBA title.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Because it's middle of the pack every season. It'll take something drastic.
Yeah, they either like, they got to suck enough and be able to get that pick in that for that once in a generation player.
The minute the NBA stops caring about weed is the minute a lot of motherfuckers start showing up here.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh god. You know.
It's real.
No, I mean, I think Colorado's a great place to live. But
duh.
People think, "Oh, it's just cold mountains and, you know, cold mountains and then prairie," which,
but, you know,
they're not wrong about, but there's a lot of other stuff.
No, that's real shit, though. But to be real, and it's like, I understand, like, you know, the nightlife out here is nothing like. What a lot of people turns people off, you know.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, things shut down at 2. What? Everything's done at two.
A lot of restaurants close at 9. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that was the hardest adjustment. And I still have a problem with that. Like,
yeah, the late night. I mean, like, it's getting better.
It is getting better. It is. It is. Still, but it's still like, shit.
Yeah, it's still like, fuck, I'm hard pressed to find places open like past 10 in my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. It's even like you just, like you said, you got it. 2 o'clock downtown.
Downtown. That's done. But
Two o'clock.
You know, but I'm not, you know, if you want to party, fucking go to Miami.
Yeah, exactly, dog.
Yeah, Miami, you wore me out. It was like 3 o'clock and everybody was like, "Let's go to this new bar." And I'm like, are you fucking serious? People were just like, they're like, "It's midnight. I'm just leaving the house now." I'm like, my God, sir. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I used to do that shit, man.
No, I mean, East Coast, you got to run later. And Florida has that great idea of going to Atlantic time, which will mean games start at 11 p.m. Can you imagine that shit?
I what do you mean imagine? I lived it for fucking 20 some odd years.
Yeah, but they would be an hour ahead of Eastern time.
Oh, wait, I thought you said they're going to Eastern time.
No, they're going to Atlantic. They're proposing going to Atlantic
time. Ah.
They would stop doing daylight savings, and then they would be an hour ahead half of Eastern time half the year. It would fuck with sports.
That's weird, bro.
Fuck with sports.
We'll see. Yeah, because like if
the Dolphins have a night game, you're looking at a 9 o'clock start time.
Here.
Yeah. No. You're like at 10 o'clock start time in Miami for that.
Yeah.
Which means the game is done at 1 a.m. at the earliest.
Dude, ain't happening.
Yeah, but I'm just like, that. Why would you do that? Why would you be so stupid?
That's crazy. LeBron James was at a Justin Timberlake concert recently.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Two people roughly my age who make me feel inadequate.
I mean, they make me feel good. That nigga JT. Whoa, we're closing the podcast with a Justin Timberlake song. Which one? I don't know yet, but we're closing it with one.
So
stay tuned. I mean, there's not a bad Justin Timberlake songs. There may be songs of Justin Timberlake you may not like, but there are no bad Justin Timberlake songs. All right,
I'll live with that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, I might even close it with an NSYNC.
Ooh, pop.
Because NSYNC was, I remember like NSYNC, like whatever. And then I remember it was like Justin Timberlake and NSYNC. There was a point where Justin became NSYNC. And that was when I was like, yo, this nigga's the man.
Yeah,
he's actually really fucking good.
It's like Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah, same shit. Exactly. It was Destiny's Child. And then it was just, okay, the cream of the crop, baby. The shit always rises to the top. Always. But yeah.
That's good that JT and LeBron are hanging out. That's a bromance I could get behind.
Yeah. Oh
my God, LeBron James is so tall. He's so tall.
Yeah,
he's fucking Justin huge. Timberlake is not like a small person.
No, Justin Timberlake, I think he's 6'1" or 6'2".
Yeah, he's
6'2".
Taller than I am.
He's like my size or right around, I mean, my height. He's not as thick as I am.
But he's taller than I am, and he looks like a
Yeah, he's like a small person.
LeBron is so big. Basketball player is so big.
They're so big, man.
They're so big, and you just forget about. Oh, Why is he still around?
I don't even give a shit. Who cares? We're not even going to talk about it.
All
right. You're not talking about him.
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants, exactly. Who are we talking about?
Oh, okay.
You figure it out.
So I'm gonna. Today is April 1st.
April 1st. April Fool's.
It's Easter and April Fool's Day, and like an idiot, I was suckered in by one of those fucking stupid fake news stories. I read the headline that Cleveland had traded the Giants their fourth round pick this year and the first round pick next year for Odell Beckham Jr. And I immediately texted my friend about it. And he was like, dude, what day is today? And I was like, oh, God damn it. Fuck this day.
You dumbass.
Like, I just, ugh.
You big dummy.
Yep. You heard it.
Yeah.
Old Red. Red Fox, baby. Good old Red Fox, baby.
But that's my nomination is myself for being a big dummy, forgetting what fucking day today is. Where it's like I have to double research every fucking article because
yeah, that's fucking hilarious to me, dog.
Well, I mean, we should all carry the spirit of April Fool's Day with us every day, because you should always double check everything you read on
right.
the internet.
Absolutely. Nothing is just always fact check. You should get like 4 or 5 sources.
Yeah.
The more sources, the better. And you got to keep digging.
But
because sometimes it comes from the same source.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it was just believable enough. It was just believable enough that I was just like, wow, maybe they did. Because, you know, the Giants and him haven't had the greatest relationship.
No, that's true. It's real.
And,
that's a good fucking prank. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, that was, they
you got
fooled
got,
me.
That was a good one.
That was fooling.
You can't. I can't be mad at you for that one.
It wasn't mean.
Dummy.
Was it mean or just hitting somebody?
I hate that. That's not a fucking prank.
It's not prank. That is assault.
You're just being a fucking dick hitting someone. It's not a fucking prank.
So.
Oh, but, God damn it.
I was an April Fool.
Yeah, you got. It's all good, though. I just been playing the fuck out of Far Cry 5. Game is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I was just watching you play earlier. Oh, it looks so good, dude.
It's so dope. Play it if you don't have it. Buy it if you don't have it. I don't give a fuck. There are things.
Nintendo ported over to Switch because I don't have it.
It's like this. I will push the shit out of things that I believe in and things that I enjoy. So y'all should just give me some money, Ubisoft.
Hey, Ubisoft.
To all my listeners. No, but seriously, if you play games and you like shooters, fuck with that Far Cry. It's pretty dope. Yeah.
Word.
Yes, but I don't have a big dummy, so.
No big dummy this week?
Yeah, right. I'm going to.
Any Overwatch news?
I'm going to close it out with another Red Fox, because you're the big dummy.
I am.
Of the week.
I'm the April Fool.
You big cold-blooded dummy.
Yes, there is Overwatch news.
There is. There's always Overwatch
news. There's always Overwatch news. So Stage 3 starts on April 4th, but there's the Overwatch World Cup, which was before the Overwatch League, because I was confused in the beginning. But Overwatch World Cup essentially takes the top players from the world, few regions, the top players just period, Xbox, consoles, whatever, PlayStation, PC, takes the top players.
How do they, do they all play on laptop or PCs, or do they are there people who play on Xbox when they play in the tournament? I'm just curious.
So there's, I think last year, like the main draw is the PC shit.
Yeah.
But there are pools for console players as well. So basically, like if you do well, you get invited to the fucking.
Oh, and what country is number one?
Oh, duh, fucking South Korea.
Number one.
Number two, though. We right there.
USA, USA, USA. Thailand is number three. That's interesting.
Yeah, and then France.
And then France, number four. Huh, cool. Sacre bleu, we love Overwatch.
Overall, though.
Sorry, that was racist.
No. Hold on. These are host countries.
Oh, so that's where the tournaments are happening.
So either way, they're in here. But yeah, I was trying to. But essentially, it's the top players, and they have they just check the data, and they pick the top players from the.
From the world.
From the season. So there are seasons in the game. So the top players from season 9 get an invite to the Overwatch World Cup where they duke it out for cash prizes, I'm assuming. It's fucking crazy. I'll have more information on it next week because it hasn't... It just hit my radar today.
Okay, so it's like Overwatch World Cup is like an invitational.
Yeah, it's an invitational. It's a literal world tournament.
Okay, so this is like I get it. It's like the Soccer World Cup versus the Premier League.
Sure. Yeah.
Where it's like
I don't know. Huh? You know more about that than I do.
Well, I'm just saying like, you know, this is like an invitational tournament whereas, you know, Overwatch League is a professional like, you know, full-time league.
Yeah.
Whereas like you know, if you're a World Cup player and an Olympian, you don't necessarily have to do that as your job.
Gotcha. Yes. That's literally, yeah.
I think all the soccer players in the World Cup are professional soccer players, but, I mean, theoretically, you could just be a guy, maybe?
You could just be a dude just doing things.
Super good for your country.
Super well person player guy. Dun, dun, dun. But, yeah.
Okay.
I am pumped.
Oh, little side, like,
let's do brand.
Upcoming Splatfest for Splatoon 2 is baseball versus soccer, and all my fucking friends want to pick soccer because they're fucking idiots.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. They're like, I don't like baseball. They're not real athletes. And I was like, first of all, we're in America. Secondly, like, you want to pick the less popular team, I guarantee you it's going to be fucking baseball. Because, you know, in terms of global sports, baseball is not as popular, but whatever, fucking, they're both boring, but I love baseball.
Soccer
is just like, I don't know. FIFA's bullshit. Mm-hmm. FIFA is such bullshit as in an a organization? Way that the MLB is not.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't, you know, fuck the MLB, but they're not like destroying countries to do shit. I'm all about making baseball fun, like,
and bring steroids back to baseball then.
Not that but you know, if a boy wants to flip his bat after a home run, why not,
right? That's real shit. Yeah.
But
no, you can't because tradition. Because old timey rules, yeah, and tradition.
Old white guys are like, no, no fun. Nobody can have any fun.
Yeah, no evolving, and that's why.
Even though baseball is the only sport at the end of the game where the teams don't like shake hands or do anything like that, which I think is a little weird, but whatever.
That is a little weird.
I think it's weird that they have belts still, too.
But anyway. Baseball.
But
Red
yeah.
Sox.
Those wacky Sox.
Doing great.
They're doing great.
So far, 4 games, 3-1, baby. Yeah.
Rocks are 1-3.
Oh! So,
but it's all right. After the Rocks lost 2 in a row, I texted a friend. I was like, they're never going to win a game.
Never going
to
win.
And he texted back, it's good to know that you're not panicking. But yeah, hell.
Stupid bastard.
But here's the thing, Rockies. I will take a slow start and a rockin' finish as opposed to your usual...
Rocky finish?
Well, yeah, as opposed to your usual strong start and really rocky finish. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, no. It's just every year there's like people are like, yeah, they've won like 10 games in a row. And I'm like, yeah, it's April. Let's pump the brakes on that.
Fucking Red Sox, boy. Fucking doing it already.
Fucking Sox.
The standings.
Yeah, it was nice to see the Jays and the keep that evil empire from everybody's been sucking the Yankees' dick this fucking offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'm
fuck the Yankees.
Yeah,
man.
I'm with you. Fuck them. Fuck the Yanks. Fuck them.
Fuck the Yankees. Fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the Giants.
Fuck them.
Fuck the D-bags.
I like the Diamondbacks.
Well, that's fine. You can like them. I don't like them.
Well, yeah, you don't have to like them. Honestly, the only reason why I like the Diamondbacks is because fucking Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
And he's not even a thing anymore. Like,
yeah, he's a thing down there.
I mean, like, yeah.
He was a Yankee too, wasn't he?
For a little while, I believe. Yeah, man. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
Red it's Sox, April. White Sox, Astros.
Teams had, for teams AL, had days first off place. Today, which is weird.
National League. The Nationals, the Brewers, and the Diamondbacks are in first place.
Oh, fucking Diamondbacks. Oh, the Rocks are 1-2. I'm sorry. Hey, but we're, at least we're not the Padres. We haven't won a game.
The Reds haven't won a game either. Shit. Let's see who else hasn't won a game. The Tigers.
Oh, fucking Detroit's awful this year.
Weren't they good a few years ago? Or am I just like
really
old?
Yeah, they were
old?
In the World Series like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Was Miguel Cabrera's on that? Was on that? Or
yeah, I think so. And then like Verlander and Schlereth.
Oh, shit. That's right. Man. Yeah. Yeah, I was in school. That's why that shit didn't. I
Justin
was doing
Verlander.
Other things, man. But yeah, we'll be talking about some baseball. We'll have
talking
more.
Because
game fucks with baseball pretty hard.
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I very much like baseball, so I'll keep an eye on it. I keep an eye on that National League.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ray'll keep an eye on that AL, you know.
Yeah. No, he fucks with the Red Sox, but because he's doing the podcast now, he got
pitchers
us.
Can't bat in the American League. Hey. It just can't happen.
Hey. Insurance,
you know why
baby.
You know why I love
insurance, baby.
I love going to interleague games is because when the pitchers come up to bat, I get to heckle them about it. To be like, this wheel's weird, doesn't it? Holding a bat and playing the whole game. And they always kind of have a smile on their face.
Because it's fucking funny, man.
Oh no, I have to play the game. I'm paid millions of dollars to play. Oh, I have to hold a bat. What is happening?
Because you're not like attacking them. Like no. that's genuinely funny. Because no. Like if you have any sense of humor, like yo, that shit's hilarious.
Yeah, well, too bad the fans don't like it.
Here.
They don't like it here. Yeah, cheer up, Coors Field.
Oh man.
I know you're not there for the game. I know you're there to just have some fun at the ballpark.
Have some fun.
You know, Jim got these great tickets and I guess we'll stay for a couple innings or whatever.
Do you buy tickets through MLB or through like Coors?
I usually just go to the box office day of.
Oh, it's so crazy you can do that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm all like, yeah, we got to get tickets ahead of time because used to being
I'm in a city where
you get no
I'll
fucking
ask my
tickets.
Rep about it, and I'll give him, and they usually give me baseball tickets because there's so many games.
What are you talking about, your rep?
My Coors.
From the liquor store.
Yeah, from my liquor store.
Yeah.
But from my real job.
real job.
But yeah.
The one that pays the bills.
They usually give me some primo seats.
No, that's what's up.
So
thanks in advance.
Yeah, if that goes through. Otherwise, yeah, we can just go to a game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, unless it's like the 4th of July game or one of those.
Why
games.
The fuck would I want to do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That
yeah.
sounds awful.
You don't want to see. You want to see the fireworks? That's
not. No. Not only do I not want to see the fireworks that close, I don't want to be in a stadium. In the middle of summer like that.
It's 4th of July.
Like that's kind of summertime. Yeah. No. Ugh. There's so many games.
Yeah, no. I mean
no, I know.
Unless we like want specific seats or something like that. It's yeah.
Oh,
Coors Field, it's just like you can go up to the box office or, you know, online that day we can, you know, whatever.
Word, yeah, because I'm
Or if, you know, that week you're just like, hey, we want to this game, you know, pick up tickets online.
Yeah.
It's easy.
We're going to do it. No, that's cool, man, because seriously, I don't know how it is now. I'm sure it's still pretty much the same, but man, I mean, I could not get a ticket when I was
games are always, you know, we're always well attended games.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm like, you can't just go to the.
But I mean, Fenway's a lot smaller than Coors.
That's true.
Because, you know,
that's very true.
They had to build it in the middle of a city.
And it's like fucking old as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, when they built it, it was, you know, they built a city around it.
Like, Jesus.
So it's.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Coors is the third oldest. It might be the third oldest in the MLB, but I know it's definitely like the third oldest in the NL.
Third oldest?
Stadium, yeah.
There are new stadiums?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, Coors Field, as a like, they just celebrated their 20th, I think. And they're, it's the third oldest stadium in the National League, I think.
Yeah, it can't be the whole MLB. I don't know. It might be. Fuck.
Well, okay, so there's Wrigley, there's Fenway. Yankee Stadium's gone, so that's gone.
Right. I'm just going to Google it. Yeah. You and your smart self.
Huh. Yeah, so
MLB ballparks from oldest to newest.
So Fenway's the oldest, obviously. Then Wrigley.
Fenway, Wrigley, Dodger.
Dodger Stadium.
Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim.
Oakland.
Oh, I always forget they play in the Coliseum still. Oh, and Kansas still plays where they do.
Oh. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
But yeah, I mean,
let's see where the where Coors Field falls. Damn, that's like right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, progressive open. Yeah. So yeah, 95.
94. Let's see, what's the newest one? Marlins Park.
Marlins Park, that horrible park.
That shit is fucking weird.
It also fucked the city of Miami.
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it have?
Because that's what they do. Because otherwise the team was going to leave.
No, they would have stayed. No, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, whatever. But
crazy. Crazy. I need to smoke some more weed. Got to light this J again because it went out. But we're going to close it out with Last Chance U season dose right quick because it's a good show. It's on Netflix again. We ran through season one in one episode just because, you know, whatever. But season two, Jay Snog. How many episodes did you watch?
I watched the first two.
First two episodes?
Yeah. So I'm kind of getting introduced to the new characters. The coach is trying to make a change because he didn't like how he was portrayed in the last one. But right. I don't really see him doing much different stuff. I guess he's just not cursing at them as much, which is good, I guess. But I'm still like, you're still pretty mean.
That was my thought. And I was like, you're not changing anything but your vocabulary. That's not enough, dude. You're an adult. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see if he still tries to, like, fight people. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah, because it opens up with the fight from the last season.
Yeah, because, like, that was the whole thing. Because they didn't win. Last season ended with them not winning the fucking, not getting a chance to play in the national championship or whatever.
That fucking...
Because of the fucking craziness that was that fight. The
fight was insane.
Which, like, I don't know. it seemed like that guy was getting fucked up and nobody was doing anything.
Yeah.
But
shit was crazy.
Yeah. But, I don't know. The coach is like, well, it's just like, I was so angry and blah, 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 and I want to change. And I was just like, you're just not cussing at them, but you're still like.
That was my thoughts exactly. I'm like, you're not fucking saying fuck and shit, but you're still saying like damn and asshole. It's like, oh, I want to go take a lap for swearing.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm just like, okay, guy, I get it. But, you know, and I don't know. It's a new cast of characters. Seems a little bit of the same problems, though.
Yeah, boy.
Where I'm just like, man, you have been coddled all your fucking life.
Yeah.
And it's just like not clicking that you got to get up and do your... Ugh. Like how... Last season ended with some of the guys being like, you know, I passed this class because I just sat down and studied and it was, you know, easy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, that's all you got to do.
Right, right. Just apply yourself for a second.
And it's just like, you know, but, you know, no, I can't because of, you know, but whatever. Because I was a star in high school. I'm like, man, can't think that way anymore.
Yeah.
That's why you're at fucking Eastern Mississippi Community College or whatever.
That's exactly it. Yeah, man. It's crazy. But yeah, it is definitely, as you continue through the season, and again, I suggest everyone that's listening, you should watch it. It's pretty cool.
What's that guy's, one guy's name?
Fucking Last Chance U. It's on Netflix. It's good. The first season. Yeah.
Isaac is a good, like, I like him.
Does that have to do with the high top?
Yeah. I think so. But yeah, like he's the one with the rough childhood. Sorry, I'm this book. Okay. I understand where I went wrong there.
Oh shit, right. That was great.
He's the one with the brother and they like talk about their childhood. But anyway.
Yeah. No, he's that dude.
He was cool, but I don't know. I like it. I'm gonna keep watching it. You know how it is, though. I definitely recommend it. It's good human drama. It's only 8 episodes. Each episode's about an hour long. You know, some are a little bit longer, some are a little bit shorter. But yeah, it's, you know, if you like football and you're craving it, you need something a little to hold you over till Hard Knocks comes through. It's a good recommendation.
I mean, saying if you haven't watched it already, because if the shit has been out for a little while.
It's a couple of years. I think the new season just came out this year.
There's going to be season 3, I believe, at some point.
Yeah, because aren't they changing schools?
Yeah, they're changing schools for season 3. I started watching, like I said, Coach Snoop. I still haven't finished that, but it's pretty cool. Football. It's good for you.
It's good for you. Documentaries are good for you.
Yeah, documentaries are dope as shit. It's pretty cool. But yeah, we'll continue to talk about.
We'll watch a couple more episodes next week. Talk about those. We'll
talk about that.
But thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Minority Sports Report. Follow us on the internet at TMS Report. Follow me online at The Beatnik.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter and at Jimmy Blinks X dot at Instagram. I almost said .com.
Oh, shit.
Slide into my DM.
Oh man. Wow. Follow Skame on Twitter at Skame44. On the Instagrams, he be at Nemesis_Supreme44.
Yeah. His dope action figures.
Yeah, he's got some dope shit. He really does. Fucking Pacific Rim was fucking dope. Go see that movie. I can't stop talking about it. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I'm thinking special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. Go ahead, be gone with it.
sexy on. Get your sexy on. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The motherfuckers don't know how to act. Yeah. Go let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast. Yeah. Take it to listen. The bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm the slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Sexy, huh?